Hello, and welcome to another exciting edition of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Super. She's a career counselor, motivational speaker, as well as life coach. So sit back, prepare to be entertained as well as informed. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, LaShawn Super.
Good evening and a happy hump day, and welcome to another edition of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Super. I am broadcasting from our fabulous Somerset studios, and I'm excited to be here. And wanted to know, before we start off the show, how was everybody's week? How's everything going? Just so we can kind of relax and kind of get into the show a little bit more. But before you answer that, I just want to say I am so sorry about all the technical difficulties that I've been experiencing on the radio. I don't know if it's a Blog Talk Radio. I did switch computers last week, so I'm hoping that everybody can hear me this week. And kind of join in the conversation. So I thank all of my listeners for all the encouraging words, all the texts, all the calls, for just encouraging me to keep going on, because this is my dream to always have been in broadcasting in some type of form or fashion. So I want to say thank you so much for keeping me going. I love you guys so much. So wanted to talk about Halloween costumes. How was Halloween for everybody? I kind of don't get into Halloween, but I think it's so cute when I see the little kids in their costumes. And my Yum Yum was the cutest little lamb ever. So she came over here to show her grandma her little costume. So she was really cute. And so I was looking on Facebook, and I saw some of, you know, the costumes for the kids. And I think that's the best way. Halloween is for the kids, basically. So the costumes were so cute. And they basically were just made my day for Halloween yesterday. So anyway, so how was your week? How is everything going? How are things going along for you for this week? So if you want to participate in the conversation, you can press number one, and I will bring you on for the show. So let me give you some information. So before that, I would like to welcome our beautiful program director, as always, Brittany Thomas-Suber. She's responsible for our social media, our guests, and topics on the show. And she is also a superstar reporter. So tell us, Brittany, good afternoon. Brittany, how are you?
Hi, good evening. Happy hump day, everybody. My Halloween was really, really nice. This was my first Halloween with my baby. I really had a good time. But I need to get rid of this candy. I cannot have the candy in my house because I can't hear me. One little piece here, one little piece there.
Okay. All right. Well, good. How many trick-or-treaters did you have?
Okay, so yes, again, this is another first for me. This is the first time of being in my own house, and I was so excited to pass out candy. I can remember back when I was over my grandmother's house as a little kid, and the trick-or-treaters would come. You had to turn the light on. It was just so fun passing out candy. Why only get two trick-or-treaters to come to my house? That's why I got all this candy left, and I need to get rid of it.
Well, we'll get rid of it for you, so just bring it over here. We'll get rid of it. So that's so nice when you start off your first little Halloween, and Yum Yum was the cutest little lamb ever. So that's so cute.
Yeah. So and I was married. I didn't know how to do my costume because I was supposed to be Mary, and she was supposed to be the little lamb. So I just had to say, hello, my name is Mary.
Yeah, we got to work on that for next year, Mary. So that would be cool. So just to give you a little information on Superstar Entertainment, which is established by my husband, Jeffrey Super. He's the founder, CEO, and producer extraordinaire, along with being a DJ, was founded in 2000. And we manage two DJs, which is DJ Out of Control, which is our son, DJ Breezy, which is Brianna, which is the wonderful, beautiful guest that we have this evening. A talented vocalist, Jen, a musician who plays the keyboards, bass, and drums. His name is Twan Green, along with their two bands. So stay tuned for more information about Superstar Entertainment. And for those of you who don't know, we have rehearsals every Monday and Wednesdays at my home. So I know my neighbors are like, what is going And these rehearsals are open, so feel free if you guys want to stop by just to hear our band and look for upcoming events that we're having. So I wanted to start off with the scripture of the day. This is given to me every day, but I usually pick out the one that kind of stands out the most. And this is by Helen Wade, so she gives the scripture, and the scripture goes as follows. Learn to love with all your heart and accept the faults of others in your life. Remember, anyone can love a rose, but it takes a great heart to include the thorns. That's so important because you have to love the good, the bad, and the ugly. So thank you so much, Helen Wade, for that information for the scripture of the day. And so do we have any celebrations, anniversaries, birthdays are coming up? Anything in the month of November that's coming up that you want to share with us so we can basically have a great time and kind of celebrate you? So if you have a birthday, you have an anniversary, or you're celebrating anything, you can also press number one, and we can talk about it, and we can celebrate you within your celebration. So I do appreciate that. And so just to let you guys know, you guys may not know, it is November, but it's also Rovember. For the month of September, for the month of November, for my sorority, Sigma Gamma Rho sorority. So for those of you, I'm gonna tell you some warning. For those of you who are on my Facebook and my timeline, if it blows up and you see everything SG Rho, everything blue and gold, I make no excuses because I'm so excited to celebrate that. So it looks like we do have a question on the line. So I want to bring this caller on the line. Good evening, caller. You're on Superstar Radio. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is your auntie.
Hi, hello. Auntie. You calling from where? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, yes, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm celebrating life. I'm celebrating.
Great.
It feels good to hear you.
Thank
yes,
you, auntie.
So,
thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. I think you're doing
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Job. Yes, yes. So that's,
I'm trying.
That's about all right now. Do what now?
I said, I'm trying, Auntie. I didn't have some difficulties with this technology.
That's
and
right.
It kind of got me down, but I know, and I'm not giving up, and you're one of the persons that
go.
Encourages me. So thank you so much for that. I love you for that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So anything else you want to celebrate? That's a great thing to celebrate in life because we only get one of those. And we were blessed to wake up this morning. So did you want to celebrate something else or give a shout-out to anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
I want to shout-out to my sisters, Helen Wave and Linda Dudley.
Okay. All right. Good. I want to shout them
yeah,
out. So
yeah.
Shout-out to them. So that's great. So thank you for that. And anything else?
I had a nice Halloween. I ate most of the candy.
Did you get a lot of trick or treaters?
I sure did, and I gave them most of the
okay.
candy. The candy that was left, I ate it.
Okay, all right. I can't wait to eat Brittany's candy because my granddaughter can't eat candy right now, so she can bring it over here, and me and Brianna can eat it.
Right.
So
right,
that would be a great thing. But thank you so much. I hope you continue to be a caller every week. We love having you.
I sure will.
And thank you so much for bringing love all the way from Georgia. So I love you for that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so stay on the line. Listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. That was so nice. We love hearing callers all the way from Georgia. I feel really, really special. So this is wonderful. This is really wonderful. So to go into our topic, and it's so funny because we were supposed to do this last week, so I'm kind of a week behind, but I felt a need to kind of do this again. So Superstar Management's own youngest DJ, DJ Breezy, she wants to be known as the first lady of Superstar Entertainment. She's a 15-year-old DJ on a mission to change the male-dominated industry of the art of DJing. Hear her story here today, how she got started, and what makes her being the great DJ in the game. So let me give you a little bit of bio on DJ Breezy. I sat down with her, kind of got some things together, and this is her bio. So Brianna Super, a.k.a. DJ Breezy, is not your typical teenager. She's a 10th grader at Berkeley High School. She's involved in activities such as volleyball, cheerleading, dance, and she has appeared in plays and music videos. Her favorite subjects are Spanish and reading. And she is also a member of the Rower Club, which is affiliated with Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, where she is involved with community service aspects. Brianna has a big outgoing personality and loves her friends. Brianna's love of music started very early with listening to her dad, which is also a DJ, at the age of 11. She wanted to learn the art and technique of the industry with her dad as her teacher and her mentor, and Brianna as a student. DJ Breezy was born. With the help of her management team, Superstar Entertainment, DJ Breezy has performed at various events such as kids' parties, family reunions, backyard barbecues, graduations, and fashion shows. DJ Breezy loves all genres of music. Her old school, new school music creates an unforgettable musical production with each performance. Without further ado, I would like to introduce DJ Breezy.
Hi, Mommy.
You just say hi to the...
Hi.
Can you guys hear her? Brittany, can you hear her?
Yes, DJ Breezy. How's it going?
I'm going great. How are you?
I'm good. So, I'm good. I love your bio. Great.
Thank you.
So, DJ Breezy, how did you get started? Because this is basically a male-dominating industry, mm-hmm. and you got started when you were 11. So you have been a DJ since you were 11. So tell me about how did everything get started? Like, walk us through the timeline of everything.
Well, I thought for a long time that a girl can do anything a guy can do. Like, I thought that for a long time. And one day, my brother and my dad, they were downstairs just, like, you know, playing around on it. I was, oh, that looks cool. Let me try it out. And then I just caught up and picked it up. And then I learned the technique, and I fell in love with it, and I started getting gigs.
Okay. And what kind of music do you like, personally?
Personally, I like hip-hop, of course. That's like the new out, you know, the kids, that's what they're listening to. But I also like R&B, mainly, like 90s R&B. That's like the best era to me.
Okay, all right. And so why do you like DJing? Like what do you like about it? Do you like because you are a female, because basically all eyes on you, because the DJ kind of runs the party? Like what's your favorite aspect of it?
I like walking in with my dad and him holding all this equipment and setting up and everything. And people realize it's not him DJing, it's me. And people are like, oh my God, she's a girl. She's really young. I like that. And I like being able to control the party because the DJ is you have to read the crowd to mainly do your job. You have to read how people are responding to the music. And I just like playing music for people. Like, I like putting my friends, you know, I like showing them new songs. I like hearing new songs from other people. I just like, you know, playing music.
Okay. And so what type of equipment do you set it up yourself, or does your dad set it up? Like, how do you set up, and how long does it take you? Because it looks like it's very difficult.
Well, it's kind of half and half. Like, from the first gig until now, I know basically how to set up by myself, but it's just good to have my dad there just in case, because he's been doing it for a long time. And it takes, like, 15, maybe to 20 minutes on a good day, 15.
Okay. So, say, like, you're booked for a gig on Saturday, and you've been booked for, like, a month. How long does it take you to prepare for the music? Do you play the clean music? Do you play the explicit music? Like, how long does it take to get to prepare for that day, and what goes into that? Because I know you have school too.
Yeah, I have school. Well, I put a few days aside across the week, and I said, okay, this day I'm going to download music. This day I'm going to play and practice. And if I knew a month in advance and they gave me like a playlist, then I have to download all the songs on that playlist. Or if it's just a free-for-all, then I'd get all clean versions of the songs that I don't have that I know that people are going to ask for.
Okay. And you guys can jump in. Press number one if you want to ask DJ Breezy some questions about being a DJ. So everybody asked me, because I'm your manager, everybody asked me, like, you know, what's the backstory? Like, how does she get involved? So are you on contract? Do you have contracts for your gigs?
Yeah, I do have contracts. It's actually like a professional business. Like, it's not a joke. So everything's really professional, managed properly, and I have deposits that I get beforehand, and they have to sign contracts. I have to sign contracts just, you know, to make sure everything's set up.
Do you, how much do you make in a month?
I make about $500 a month.
You make $500 a month?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
And it's so... yeah, so that's yay for DJ Breezy. So if you guys have any questions for her, you know, jump in because we're going to be with DJ Breezy the rest of the show. But so who are your famous DJs that you look up to? Do you, you know, who is the DJ that you look up to the most?
Well, I look up to my dad the most. He's the GOAT, if you don't know what that means.
What's the GOAT?
GOAT is the greatest of all time. That's what GOAT stands for.
The GOAT. And He's the GOAT,
yeah. He's been doing it for a long time, so it's like he's the best of the best. He's really up there. So anything he has to teach me, I'm going to listen. And anything he has to offer me to help me get better, I'm going to listen because he knows what he's doing. And my brother, he's really like, when he first started DJing, I never heard him for real. But then I heard him, he's like, wow, he could actually do some stuff. So he's really good. He's really good. I look up to him too.
Okay.
And then like female DJs, Spinderella, one of them, and MC Light, even though she's like MC, she's also a DJ. And there's a DJ called DJ Ashby that I found on the internet. She's really cool. She's around my age and a little older, but she really knows what she's doing.
Okay, all right. And so as far as you growing up, like you can take this forever. Do you plan on being a DJ all throughout high school and college? Like, what are your plans? Are you going to just say, you know what, I don't want to be a DJ anymore after a certain time? Or, because you make really good money, ma'am.
I do. It's, well, I want to do it for the rest of high school, of course. Yeah. And then once I get to college, because I am going to college, I don't really have a choice, and I want to go. College parties, they're a lot of money. And they pay good money for, like, a college party. So I definitely want to do it in college. And then, of course, I want to get, like, a main job. Like, I don't want – if if I could make it, like, big, like DJ Khaled and travel the world, that would be great. I would love to do that. But just in case, it can be, like, a hobby instead of a main job.
Okay. All right. So what type of techniques do you use as far as DJing? Like, do you mix? Do you, you know, let's talk about the intricate piece of it. Startovers, drops, like what do you do?
Well, I'm really big on mixing, but not too much scratching. Like, I'll scratch it in and there, but like I have to get better with that. But my mixing has become really, it's gotten better. And like taking two songs at the same BPM, the same tempo, and putting them so they're together. That's really good. I do that a lot. And I do a lot of start overs, you know, just like in the middle of the song, you'll start over, but you know, it'll be on time. And I have drops too that I play. And like if there's no lyrics and nobody's rapping,
what's
or singing,
a drop?
A drop is like when someone says DJ Breezy. Like my dad, he has mine. He made mine. We can figure out a way to put it on here, and so you guys can hear it. But he made my drop like I think almost like a year ago now, something like around that time. He made it, and I use it every time. Like there's no music, there's no, like, no one's rapping or singing, I just put a drop in that makes it known who you are. Like, if you come in late and I played it already, then I'll play it. I play it a good 4 or 5 times throughout the, throughout whatever I'm doing.
So, Breezy, how do you manage? Go right ahead.
Question.
Okay, yes, this is the program director, Brittany. I have a question for you, DJ Breezy. So, there's a lot of DJs out that are doing, like, mixtapes and doing mixes and putting their mixes out, and you know, are you thinking about maybe doing that possibly? I know your brother does one every Monday.
Yeah, my brother,
I believe
every Monday at 4 o'clock. Yes, he does those, and he's really good at it. Eventually, I do want to get into that and making like 15, maybe independent mixtapes or mixes and put it on for the public to hear. But I'm working on that, actually. But, you know, school comes first, and school is very hectic, so I'm just trying to find the right time to, where I can juggle all of them.
Cool.
Yep.
That'd be cool. And then for the listeners, if you want to listen to and DJ Out of Control, go to his Snapchat at I Am DJ Out of Control at 4 o'clock on Monday. He does a live mix.
Yeah,
we are going to go to that as far as a live videos for her and mixes and different things, because we want to get her out there. And it's interesting because, you know, by me being her momager, of course, I do all the contracts. I negotiate all the deposits and the fees and different things like that. So when she first was starting off, her first big gig was we have an annual New Year's Eve party. So that was the first big gig. And so after the annual New Year's Eve party, the family was saying, hey, she may have something. She may want to do kids parties. So she started doing kids parties. How do you manage school and DJing?
Well, I try and juggle it at the same time, but it really teaches me time management on when I should do this and when I do that. And it really teaches you, like, the really important aspect of life is time managing what you have to do and when you have to do it. So I take about 2 days out the week to prepare myself. Even if I don't even have a gig coming up, I still take time to prepare, which is Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the rest is dedicated to school, because school comes first before everything. And when I did cheer, I would always try and my mom didn't book me any gigs the month of September, because she wanted to sit down and focus on school and make sure that's taken care of. But it really teaches me time management.
Okay, good. So being a female DJ, what are your favorite parties to do?
Probably Sweet 16s, because it's more closer to my age group.
Okay, all right. So she got booked for her first homecoming last weekend, and it went really, really well. So it was her peers. And it's so interesting because, you know, her dad always gave her a pep talk as we driving to the gigs, and he told her, Brianna, do not play a lot of the trap music. And for those of you know, explain what trap music is.
Trap music is trap music is rap music, but it's mainly about, like, you know, like drugs and like guns and, you know, all that stuff. Just so that the kids listen.
So he told her not to play a lot of trap music, you know, kind of mix some other music in with that. But it turns out that when she did this homecoming, that's all the music the kids wanted to hear. So she had the clean trap music, so to speak. And so that's all they wanted to hear. So she kind of geared more towards your peers. Exactly.
Yeah.
However, we've done a one-year-old birthday party, which is really cute. And what is helpful for her to me is, when young ladies see her, or little kids or young girls see her up there DJing, we've gotten some great responses. I've had little kids that want to hug her. Can we take a picture together? Talk about, oh, your hair is pretty, or your makeup is pretty. So young girls are looking, young African-American girls are looking up to her. And I was telling her that she's a role model and that she's always on. When I mean always on, people are taking pictures of her from their tables or from the chair, and also doing videos of her. So we want to make sure that she puts her best foot forward and kind of concentrate on her music to do that. So as far as school, Brianna, you're in 10th grade right now. What's your future? I mean, DJing is great, but what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an anesthesiologist. That is the study of anesthesia. So when you go into, like, surgery or something where you need anesthesia, I would be the person that will provide that for you, and I'll basically watch you while they're operating.
Okay. Do you remember what your first paying gig was?
It was a 5-year-old birthday party.
Oh, wow. And how long was it?
It was 2 hours.
And what was your first professional pay on that? Do you remember?
$150.
It was $150. Yep, $150 she made on her first paying gig. And that was about, what, 2 years ago? Three years ago?
Yeah,
2 or 3 years ago.
Yes.
So we are so proud of her. We're so proud of the whole Superstar Entertainment. Brittany, you have any more questions or anybody else have any questions for DJ Breezy about school, about being a DJ? How is it juggling? Oh, let me just say, something happened in your yearbook last year.
Oh, yeah. last year I was a freshman at Berkeley High School, and they needed, like, featured people to feature in the yearbook, like, that does cool things. And my name was mentioned saying I was a DJ, and so they got contact with me and asked me, basically interviewed me, and the next thing I know, I'm in the school yearbook as a freshman.
So that was pretty cool. So she comes home and said, hey, I'm going to be in the yearbook. Wait, did you take a picture? So, yeah, you're in the yearbook.
Yeah,
but no, she's featured. So
on my own page.
Yeah, she's featured in the yearbook, and I'm going to repost that on my Facebook and Instagram. So she's featured as a DJ. So now the word is out that she's a DJ. So we have big plans for DJ Breezy in the future. And I do thank everybody. Facebook, our family has been great. Our friends have been great. We've getting word of mouth for Breezy. We're actually about to do a photo shoot for the whole Superstar Entertainment pretty soon, because 2018 is going to be our year. And so DJ Breezy is going to come out stronger. She's going to come out better. And she's actually, believe it or not, you guys, she has a bank account, and she's been saving her little DJ money. So because college applications are going to come up, she's going to need a car. So
yeah.
All the stuff that she's saving for her. So we're very proud of her. And it's so interesting because her dad and I wanted her to do something in music. We always wanted our kids to do something in music. Brittany, didn't you play the recorder at one time? I can remember.
I have several musical little things that I did. I played the recorder, and I also played the violin, and I had to practice on the violin.
Okay. So we always want our children to be musically inclined. So we had Brianna do piano, she did violin.
And I liked all of those, I really did, but it's just the fact that I get to play, like, newer stuff and stuff that I like is probably, like, the best thing, and it's the best thing.
We didn't know she was going to be a DJ.
I didn't know either.
So she kind of fell into this, and she picked it up, and she's doing really well in it, so... DJ Breezy is for hire. If you know of someone, your friends or family looking for a DJ, and this is the cool thing about this, because I get a lot of people having events for children from one year birthday party, 1 year birthday parties, sweet 16s, homecomings. These are her peers, and this is what people are looking for, and they think it's so cool to have a kid DJ, well, a teenage DJ to DJ these parties. People pay big money for DJs for their kids' parties. It's no longer that you're going to get a older DJ to do a kid's party. And it's so, her dad is so well-connected in the DJ world. The DJs his age are like, I don't do them anymore. I'm going to just pass this on to you. And so they pass it on to me. She also did a Christmas Eve Kids Idol party. Was it a party?
Yeah, after party.
After party for this talent show. So her name has been mentioned on the radio. So we have big things, big plans, big things for DJ Breezy. And so if you would like, if you are on Instagram, please follow DJ Breezy at DJ Breezy 2020. My Facebook page, LaShawn Super Entertainment Facebook page. And so we are very, very proud of her. Any more questions for DJ Breezy? I know you guys have some questions, because I get asked these questions all the time. That's why I wanted to have her on the show, to kind of clear the air about everything that's going on with her being a DJ. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, your daughter's only 15 and she DJs? Yeah, she does, and she makes money. Everybody in this household has to work. So that's how I feel about the situation. So, Brittany, you have any more questions, or anybody have any questions for DJ Breezy and what she likes, the music that she likes to play? I do have a question, though. you talked about the trap music, but do you play any other music? Like, do you have any other music in your repertoire that you do play that's out of the norm for your age?
Well, yes, actually, because I grew up with my dad playing music 24/7 from The Temptation, The Dramatics, to Tupac, to, you know, just everybody. And I have a playlist that I wake up to every morning and I get ready to, and it has, you know, just older stuff. I'm a really big fan of Motown. I went to the Motown Hitsville Museum 2 years ago, and I really liked it. And I just have, you know, songs that, like Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That's one of my favorites. I like Rolls Royce a lot.
So she played the song for me last night.
Michael Jackson, Prince. I'm
yeah,
a huge Michael Jackson and Prince.
She played Rolls Royce, Love Don't Live Here Anymore, and I'm like, how old are you? But she likes all this genre of music, and I think it's really good for her to not just like the trap music. So we want to, you know, and I like some of that music, I'm going to be honest with you, but for her to have a whole gamut of music, that would be great to have. So if you have any questions, again, press number one. And my board is lit up, you guys. I'm so happy that this is actually working this week. I'm so such a happy camper because I was so sad and crying last week. So this is wonderful. So Britt, if you guys have any questions, you can still press number one. But Britt, do you have anything from the Superstar reporting list that you want to report on, anything that's going happening?
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean. DJ Greasy, it's always nice to hear about you and all of your wonderful gigs and stuff that you're doing. I'm so proud of you as your big sister. I just want to say that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have some stuff to report here. So, guys, I watch the news on my phone, okay? I don't tune in, but I listen to CNN. I see CNN posts all the time, and I came across this post that said, basically, 2018, the 10 hottest cities or best cities to visit. Why was Detroit number two? I could not believe it. So I just wanted to report on that. We were in the top 10. We were number two, and right along with other countries like Sweden and all this stuff. And I'm just so proud of the city. Like, it's really coming back. And on that note, I do have something that's interesting. Amazon. I know everybody orders from Amazon. I have my cousin, Larissa. Can I send some stuff to your house? Yes. She orders Amazon all the time. We were thinking. Sean, you are the queen of Amazon. So we all know the owner of Amazon, I was reading an article. He's like now the richest person in America. Okay. He has a really large headquarters, and he's building a second-hand world headquarters for Amazon. He received, like, 238 bids from across the U.S. from people propositioning to have him build the next headquarters in their city. We, as Detroiters, we, of course, we jumped on it. And I had some news from my old job at Quicken Loans, and we actually helped the city with Mayor Mike Duggan and the rest of the Detroit team. We put our proposal in along with the other 238. And according to the Detroit Free Press, the owner of Amazon has actually said we are in the running. So we're going to find out soon if it's going to be Detroit as picked for the next world headquarters for Amazon. That's going to mean so many jobs. Like, it's going to mean a lot for the city. So I'm really pumped about that. I'm going to keep you guys posted once we find out what's going to happen. If it does come here, I'm definitely going to do a segment on getting jobs and getting hired at Amazon.
Wow, that's big. That's huge. That's really, really, really big. And we're going to have job alert. So if you have any upcoming positions available, you know, we like to spread the word. We like to spread the wealth. We don't keep anything, you know, bottled up. That's how we block our blessings, so to speak. So that's wonderful, Brittany. Thank you so much. And yes, I do order from Amazon quite often.
Yes.
Amazon Prime, by the way. They always come into my door. I do have a couple packages that are going to be delivered shortly as well. But that's wonderful. My mom swears up and down that I'm part of the problem of putting all the big box stores out of business. But I've been doing online shopping for years. I mean, I buy everything offline, basically. My whole Christmas is offline because of that. I don't have time to shop too much, and then you get better deals, and you pay less shipping. You have different codes. All that stuff is wonderful and fantastic to me. So thank you, Brittany, for that. So I know that some of you guys just joined, and thank you so much for just joining. So we still have DJ Breezy on the line before we have to go pretty soon so she can do some homework. So if you have any questions for DJ Breezy, we still have, you know, a few minutes left if you want to talk to her or ask her or give her encouraging words for her craft, because she is out there doing it 4 or 5 hours per night. I'm tired. My husband and I, Jeff and I, go with her when we stay because we don't want to leave our daughter. She's a minor with all this equipment as well. But after a gig, you guys, we are tired. And I know she is tired from these gigs because you have to make sure that you're talking to the crowd, which we're working on that a little bit more. Playing the right music. People are coming up to you. Do you have this? Do you have that? Can you play this? Can you play that? So you have to have some great customer service to do this. So you can still have your questions. Coming up on the next show, we're going to really get into the meat of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Super. We have a lot of topics to cover. We have some great guests coming up. I got some doctors of medicine, doctors of mental health. We got nurses coming on talking about the upcoming flu season. So if you have any topics that you want us to research and talk about on the show, this is our platform. We can do whatever we want to do. This is not just my show. This is not just anybody's show. This is our show where we can talk about anything about that. So on the next show, which is November 8th, which is next Wednesday, please invite all your friends and family because we're going to talk about what's on your plate. And as I was talking to someone earlier about that, we as women, now as we get into the holiday season, and this is what I call Rovember, but anyway, we're getting into the holiday season, and it can be very, very stressful. So what's on your plate? What can we, and I'm going to have you have a visual plate, like a paper plate, and you write in sections like you're eating what is on your plate. Because we as women, we hold up so many plates in the air, and we don't want anything to fall, right? So we want to make sure that these are held up as most as possible. And it's so hard. You can be a woman with no kids, not a husband or boyfriend, but you still have things that you have to do. Your responsibilities can be overwhelming. Or you can be a new mom, like Brittany. My niece Alexis is a new mom, and those are stressful too. And then also the older moms with teenagers, what's going on with your teenagers? You got to work, you got to run a household, you got to help pay bills. So we're going to talk about what's on your plate. And we did this back in the day. We actually had a live show with this, and this is going to be one of our live shows that we have. But we had women to come to our live show and actually cry because they had so much on their plate. Something can be eliminated. Can someone help out with this? We don't have to be superwomen, ladies. That's gone. That's gone with our grandmothers. Our grandmothers tried to be superwomen. So we don't have to be superwomen to do that. We do have a question, and so I'm going to bring this caller on. Good evening, caller. You're on the line. What's your name? Hello? Are you there?
Say the last four of the number. Let's see if we can get that caller.
The last four is 9018. Are you there, caller? Okay, don't know what happened, but I'll come back to you. But we have so much on our plate, ladies, that we need to get that off our plate. So be prepared to discuss that. In the future, we're going to have live shows such as What's on Your Plate and discuss different things. Live broadcast, our YouTube channel is coming. I would like to give a shout out to my engineer Dave and my engineer, my husband Jeff. You guys, if you see our setup, and that's what I want to do, the live shows too, so you guys can see the radio show as it's happening live. But this is set up like a real radio station, you guys. I got a microphone. I got a mixing board. We have headphones. So I feel like a real radio show host tonight. So I thank them for setting me up and making sure they tested and everything. So shout out to all of them. So if you would like to be a guest on my show or have some topics you would like to discuss, please email me, please call me. Just let you guys know, the call-in number is always 646-564-9995. If you want to email me, it's superstarent@yahoo.com or superstar1@yahoo.com. And for bookings, if you would like to book Breezy, I know the holidays are coming up, please give me a call, 248-506-1272, and we can work this out. I got two inquiries from Breezy already to do two things coming up. One was the State of Michigan, you guys, at Cobo Hall. I'm so excited about that. And then she's doing a cooking competition, an afterglow party. Who would thought of that? So anyway, this has been wonderful. Brittany, you have some parting words?
I just want to say shout out again to the engineers and my dad. That setup sounds so amazing. So I'm glad we were able to get everything hooked up for you. When you said mixer, I got excited. I thought you were going to play some Nixon, some live mixer from DJ Breezy.
That is coming. And I've also been asked, if you guys can, after the show, and listen to my outro music, because, people put on Facebook, I do not own the rights to this music, but it's so interesting because I do own the rights to this music. This music is my husband. He's a producer, so this is his own music. So I've been asked about what's that music? What's the name of it? Where did you get it from? So I appreciate all that information, but I'm going to play that so you guys can hear our outro because I'm so excited and so happy about that. And so, again, we have rehearsals on Mondays and Wednesdays. They're open. So you guys say, hey, I want to come and hang out. And bring your own beverages to the rehearsals. That would be really great. And then I'm in the process of booking our bands, our artists, and everything for next year. We're gonna do some showcases, and one of the biggest showcases that I'm looking forward to, we're gonna actually have a showcase in my backyard. My backyard is big enough for a showcase with a stage. We're gonna have a tent. We're gonna have chairs. I'm so excited about that. So I do appreciate you all. Again, thank you so much for the kind words because I was going to give up. So thank you so much. I love you guys. This has been wonderful. Breezy, did you want to say anything else?
I just...
good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm so excited for next show. I'm really so excited for next show. When you say that it's a lot on your plate as women, yes, there are a lot of things on my plate, and I'm trying to be on a diet, okay?
I think we have a caller. We got some time for a caller. So, caller, you're on the air. Can you state your name? 0638.
Linda Dudley.
Yes. Hey.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Hello there. I'm enjoying the show so much. And I just want to say I'm proud of you guys. I'm glad you guys are staying on the air. Yay. You're staying on the air. I'm really proud of you guys. And I want to compliment DJ Breezy. I'm so proud of her. Keep up the good work. She's beautiful. She got her hair straight. She's representing the young people today. And I just want you guys to know I'm just impressed and amazed and so proud of all of you guys.
Well, thank you. We're so happy for you. And you know what? Linda Dudley and TNT Janitorial is one of our sponsors of our show.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being a sponsor of Superstar Entertainment.
Thank you. And I want to give a shout out to my husband. We're getting ready to celebrate 41 years of marriage, and I'm just so proud of us. We hung in there. So I just want you guys to know it can be done. It can be done. So just letting you know, thank you guys for everything. Please continue to stay on the air. I need it. It helps me to grow. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and happy anniversary to you guys. We love you, and happy birthday to Uncle Bill. His birthday and anniversary is the 13th, 14th. I always get it mixed up. Thank you so much for everything. So,
all right, bye. Love you guys. Love you guys. Stay on the air.
Love you.
Well, thank you. We are going to stay on the air. Thank you so much for those encouraging words. And you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Same time, same place here next week. The call-in number is 646-564-9995. This has been wonderful. So thank you so much. Love you guys, and have a great rest of your week. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed another exciting episode of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Subra. Please tune in each and every Wednesday, 8:30 p.m., for more great topics and exciting guests. The number, 646-564-9995.
Hey, Auntie.
For information for Superstar Entertainment or LaShawn Subra, please call us directly at 248-506-1272 or email us at superstarent@yahoo.com.
Oh, okay. Did you... Is she still what? Oh. She's still wearing her lip gloss, Auntie, and she does her makeup so nicely. Yeah. Yes, I am.